the teachings for the Bnei Yisrael on the month of Nisan and the Yom Tov and Pesach are generally divided into the categories of Pshat, Remes, Drus, and Sod. However, the introduction to the Chodesh Nisan, to the month of Nisan, to bring us into the unique character and nature of the month of Nisan before we even get to Pesach. What the union of the month of Nisan coming to Parshas Chodesh and to Rosh Chodesh and to this man of Geula of redemption. So many of the discussions, many of the teachings in the Bnei Sosra are based upon the categories that are found in the Sefer Yetzirah of Avraham Avinu. And the Sefer Yetzirah divides the 12 months of the year by the 12 Shvatim, by the 12 tribes, and also by different characteristics and different configurations of the name Yud-Kei Vav-Kei. And this is the fifth chapter in Sefer Yetzirah that deals with this at length, and with the Mazalos and so on. So, in order to understand what's going on in the month of Nisan, what the month of Nisan is all about, so we have to learn this piece that the Bnei Sosra brings down from the Sefer Yetzirah, and then subsequently to learn Pshat. Some of these ideas are things we've spoken about over the years during the month of Nisan and the Yom Tov of Pesach. But if you look on the first page, on the left-hand side where it's Os Hay, surrounded, circled, not surrounded. So. Circles. Sefer Yetzirah. Yud Beis Pshutas Hevav Zayin Ches Tes Yud Lamed Nun Samach Ayin Tzadik Kuf Yesodon Sicha Hiror Hiluch Re'iya Shmiya Maisei Tashmish Reach Shena Rogas Lita Schok V'chulu. We're not going to go into the whole thing, but in the fifth paragraph of the Sefer Yetzirah is dealing with all the different emotions and the relationship between those specific emotions and the letters, certain letters of the Aleph Beis that are connected to those senses and those emotions and hearing and sleeping and the ability to smell and so on. Yud Beis Pshutas V'yazan Chakikon Chatzvan Sarfan Sharklan V'himiran V'tzar Behem Yud Beis Mazalos Ba'olam. The Sefer Yetzirah describes how Hashem Yisbarach took the letters of the Aleph Beis in certain order, and that Hashem, with those letters, established, engraved, and created the 12 constellations Ba'olam, the 12 Mazalos. Tlei, Shor, Ta'imim, Sartan, Aryeh, Besulam, Oznaim, Akrav, Keshes, Gedid, Li, and Dogim. The 12 constellations that, as you know, have been adapted by non-Jewish astrologers, and it's called the Zodiac. This, of course, comes from Torah. And what we have to focus on is the month of Nisan, which is the Tlei, which is the lamb, and I'm not sure what's called in English.
Aries.
Yeah? Aries. A-R-I-E-S. Aries. Okay. Yud Beis Chadoshim B'Shana, Nisan Iyar, and so on. Other Yud Beis Manhigim B'Nefesh, Zachar Nekeva, and there are 12 constellations, 12 that correspond to 12 letters of the Aleph Beis, the 12 tribes, to the 12 months of the year, and 12 different characteristics, Shtei Yadayim, also related, that are related to the different organs of the body, Shtei Yadayim, Shtei Raglayim, the hands, the feet, Shtei Kloyos, the livers, the mara, his bile, Dakin, his intestines, Kaved, his liver, Kurkav on his gizzard, Kovis, stomach, and Tchol is the spleen. These are different organs of the body. Again, they're 12 specific organs that correspond to the 12 months, the 12 constellations, and so on. And in the Sefer Yetzirah, the entire universe, from the most cosmic to the most specific, is all based upon the certain configurations of the letters of the Aleph Beis. And if you're interested in that subject, then the Sefer Yetzirah has been translated into English by Rabbi Kaplan, and with a magnificent commentary that they usually don't put on the list of Rabbi Kaplan's books. But it's really it's a magnificent work. So, before Echad Mi'echad Himlich Aishei B'Sicha V'Kosher Lo Keser V'Tzarfen Zeh, the month of Nisan, the Sefer Yetzirah says that Hashem made the letter Hey, king over the month of Nisan. The letter Hey is the month of Nisan. Besicha, And the quality of the month of Nisan is Sicha, which means conversation, dialogue, the ability to converse. The letter He and the ability to talk, these are the kochos that are shining during the month of Nisan. The Koshaloi Keser, and Hashem attached a crown, Vitzarfen Zebezev, Vitzarbehem Tzleba Olam, and Hashem took the different qualities of the month of Nisan, and He brought them together, and He made the constellation of a Tlei, of a lamb, Ma'olam v'Nisan b'Shan, in the month of Nisan in time, v'Regel Yemin b'Nefesh Zocher u'Nekeva. And the right leg b'Nefesh of the soul, whatever that means, we'll see, Zocher u'Nekeva, male and female, Adkan, that's what it says in the Sefer Yetzirah. Obviously, that's not something that we can understand. In terms of on the deepest level, there are many commentaries that are written on the Sefer Yetzirah. And the two Sfarim that deal most with each month is the Bnei Sosko and Reb Tzadik from Lublin. And the Pri Tzadik, he deals at length with the different months and their mazalos and the corresponding emotions and letters and so on. But we're going to have here a classic explanation of the Bnei Sosko, that's understandable for people like us and opens up for us the entire understanding of what the month of Nisan is all about. So let's see. Again, so for our purposes right now, we have to concentrate on the month of Nisan that's connected to the letter Hey, to the ability to converse, to speak, and the simon of the month is a Tlei is a lamb, and the right leg, Zachon Akev, male and female. And the fact that it's a lamb, I think that's the easiest, that's of course corresponding to Karban Pesach, and that's obvious, that's the symbol of the Karban Pesach, of the sacrifice of Pesach. Kain hu agirsev nuschol shalifanein. This is the gears. This is the text that we have before us. There are some variations in the text of the Sefer Yetzirah, which Rabbi Kaplan brings down. Yesh lehizbonein. So the Rebbe the Menachem Sosko writes, we have to try to understand. Dihine b'chol ha'sharim ha'pu'ula shayeches al ha'ever. He says that with each of the gates, with each of the months, there's a pu'ula, an action. There's a certain activity, a function that's associated with a certain organ. L'moshe, he says, for instance, Chodesh Adar, the month of Adar. Ha'pu'ula hu tzchok. We know that the activity, what's taking place during the month of Adar is laughter. It says in Sefer Yetzirah, Adar is the month of laughter. Now remember, that's from Avraham Avinu, that's before Purim. Right? That Adar is the time of laughter. The ha'ever, and what is the organ that is connected to laughter? The ha'ever hu tchul, is the spleen. Meishach Shaychi, which the Gemara says in Brachas, by the way. Again, we're not going to get into all these things now. Obviously, these are deep spiritual things. It's not something that you could find under a microscope. But the Gemara says, Chazal tell us, that the spleen is associated with laughter. More than any other organ, that somehow there's a connection between that part of the body. What is the function of the spleen? Lamaisa. It filters the blood. Can a person survive without one?
Yeah.
Yeah? So, I don't know what the relationship. The Gemara says that there's a relationship between that and laughter. So obviously it means getting to the whole subject of blood and purifying and clarifying and distilling the blood and so on. But Al-Kalpanim, what the Bnei Sosa says is that schok, laughter, is associated with the spleen. The Gemara says that. Kiat chul sochek. Such a concept in Chazal, that the spleen is laughing. Masha'en kein v'kat. Masha'ichus yeis l'pul ha'sichem regal yimin v'nefesh. Well, the Bnei Sosa takes for granted that there is a connection between laughter and the spleen, because the Gemara says so, whatever that means. But as far as the month of Nisan is concerned, what connection is there between sicha, speaking, and the right leg? We would understand that speaking should be connected to the mouth. There would be an organ, or the tongue, or something. But what's the relationship between sicha, between speaking, and the regal yamin benefesh, and the right leg of the soul? V'gam, ayikar de milse roi lost his life. My shaychus lepulas asicha im chadash nisan b'shana ulamazot tlei ba'olam. And we have to understand bechlal. What's the relationship between the ability to converse in the month of Nisan, and the mazel and the constellation of the lamb of Aries, ba'olam in the world? V'ini bereishis oimelach lios achodesh ezehu melach lechadoshim. Nisan is the king of the months. Well, it's also it's the Rosh Hashanah l'malachim, right? Rosh Chodesh Nisan is the Rosh Hashanah for kings. As far as Jewish kings are concerned, we count their reign from the month, the beginning of the reign from the month of Nisan. That's the royal year. And also, Nisan itself is the king of all the chadashim, of all the months. All the months are obedient, so to speak, to the rule of Nisan. HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem, as we're going to read Parshas HaChodesh, the Torah says in Parshas Bo, HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem, this month was given to you. Lochem is the letters Melech, king. Rosh Chodesh, Al Kein Hu Rosh Hashanah L'Melachim, therefore it is the Rosh Hashanah for kings, meaning from how they count their reign. And therefore, as far as the order of the tribes in the desert was concerned, and the degolim, the flags under which the tribes gathered, each specific tribe in that grouping of the different the breakdown of the tribes of Yisrael in the desert, so the degel of the month of Nisan is shayach to Yehuda. So the month of Nisan is shayach to the tribe of Yehuda, and Yehuda, of course, is Malchus. Yehuda is the royal tribe, is the king of the Jewish people. Shememenu choter haMalchus, and the offshoot, meaning the Malchus, the kingdom of David HaMelech of Mashiach Tzekenu, comes from Yehuda. Vehine d'var Melech Shilton. Now this is something we've spoken about from time to time here in the shul. Dvar Melech Shilton. The king rules by his speech, by his words. There have traditionally, not in Jewish tradition, although unfortunately there have been such people in our history, but in non-Jewish history, kings generally rule by the sword and have ruled by brutal force. A true king rules with his tongue, with his mouth. That means, Dvar Melech Shilton, the word of the king rules. That's the ideal kingdom. Dvar Melech Shilton. That when the king says something, Hu Amar V'yehi, so it is. Ki Shlitas HaMelech Hu Rak B'diburo. If the king has, it's the same thing for all of those who consider themselves to be kings of their own homes. And there are many, many millions who claim such a royal lineage. So if they have to, If those kings in their castles, as Ralph Crandon would say, if those kings have to carry on by giving a smack or by other physical displays of anger, the Malchus is in great danger. The Malchus is not doing too well, because if you have to give a smack, if you have to give a patch, and if you have to go crazy and yell, which yelling is the same thing as hitting, it's just without, it's hitting with words. If you have to scream and yell and carry on, the Malchus is not much of a Malchus. A true king, he just has to barely whisper, and the entire kingdom runs to his beck and call. So, Mitvar Melech Shultim is the true Malchus. True Malchus is demonstrated by the ability to rule with the word. That's why a spokesman is called a Dabar. Dabar. Dabar echad. A dabar means a spokesman. It's a leader. A leader is someone who could lead with words. That's what a leader is. Dvar melech shilton ki shlitas ha-melech hu rak v'dibur midibur yireim. They are fearful of his words. V'tis bonein midas malchus bezman ha-golus nemar. Now, the midah of Hashem, which we call the midas ha-malchus, the final sphere, that which connects to us, to this world, is called malchus. It's also called the Shekhinah, the Divine Presence. But Hashem created the world with 10 utterances. And the quality of Malchus that's related to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem's Hanhog, His rule of the physical world, which is called the Malchus of Hashem, that Malchus of Hashem in Golus, during these years of exile, is described in a terrible way in the book of Tehillim. The Midas HaMalchus B'Zman HaGolus Nemar, Ne'elamti Dumya. Ne'elamti Dumya means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu describes himself, the Shekhinah is described as, I am mute. I have become muted and silent. In other words, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hanhaga, when his reign over the world is in exile, as it is now, where people think that the rulers of the world are politicians and so on, or armies of the world are ruling, and the Dvar Hashem is mostly ridiculed and mocked. So the description in Tanakh of the Shechina during the time of Golus is that the Shechina is silent in disgrace, has been silenced. Because when the Malchus is well, then the description of Malchus means to communicate the Ratzon of the king. The king says, I want the following, Hu Am Aviyeh, and so, it's taken care of. Micha Mocha Ba'ilim Hashem, who can be compared to Hashem, among the gods, who can be compared to Hashem? So Chazal say, Be'ilmin, who is as mute and as silent as God. Shomer Cherpasa, the God hears the world ridiculing and mocking him and his children, and he doesn't answer. And that's the greatest tragedy of Golus is Hashem's silence. So there's no nevuah, there's no prophecy, and that is when the malchus of Hashem is concealed. Uksiv, and it says in the pasuk in Yeshaya, Kirachel lifnei gozezeha ne'elama, even more disgraceful, like a lamb before the ones who are shearing off her wool. She stands there being abused, and she's silent. She stands there in silence, being abused and being stripped of her glory. That's how the Shechina and Golus and exile is described. Again, Rachel and Rachel, that is always that's a code word for the Shechina. That's a code word for the Shechina, for the divine presence. And in Golus, the description is like a Rachel before the ones who are shearing her wool, and she stands there silently, being stripped, being abused. V'chein hoye b'mitzrayim b'zman ha-Golus. And so it was in Mitzrayim at the time of Golus. Now that's something we've spoken a great deal about. The concept of the Golus HaDibur is actually, we spoke about a lot the first year or two here in the shul. Golus HaDibur, the exile of speech. When you open up the book of Shmos, when you open up Sefer Shmos, everybody's cracking and crying. Vayonuchu, Vayitzaku, Vayizaku, the Tal Shavasam. No one's talking. The Redeemer of the Jewish people, Moshe Rabbeinu, he's not able to speak. The Jewish people aren't able to listen. They're not able to listen. Paro's name has the letters Peh Ra, the mouth of evil. The whole description of Golus is that people are not able to speak, people are not able to communicate. The Jews at the beginning of Sefer Shmos are grunting and cracking and screaming. They're not talking. They're not making themselves understood. Moshe Rabbeinu can't make himself understood. Because when the Shechina is in Golus, when the Shechina is in Golus, speech is in a state of Golus. That doesn't mean people can't talk. People are able to talk, but they're not able to say what they want to say. They're not able to say. You know, when you think that you have the word on the tip of your tongue, and you're trying to say it, and then the night goes by, the week or the year or the life goes by, and you didn't say it. But it was there. It was sort of waiting for redemption, but you couldn't communicate your will. The reason that in Golus we can't communicate our deeper ritzonos on all levels is because when the Shechin is in Golus, then Hashem's speech is in exile. He is silenced. And that affects us, therefore, there's no nevuah and so on. And that the ripple effect of that is that it goes down mamish to this, down all the way down to this world that we have a hard time hearing things on a deeper level, communicating and saying things that are true on a deeper level and so on. That's the Golus of Dibur. Ukshayotsu Yisrael min ha-Golus. When Bnei Yisrael, when we left the exile of Mitzrayim, Nizgala Malchus Shemayim, the kingdom of Hashem, Malchus Shemayim, was revealed. Of course, it wasn't a permanent revelation, but for some time, the Malchus of Hashem, the kingdom of Hashem, was reinstated. The Bchinas Dibur, the quality of speech, Dvar Melach Shiltan, and the kingdom is revealed through the speech of the king. Alkein, therefore, Nitztavinu Laharbos Besicha V'Dibur. There is no other night of the year where there is as much of a mitzvah to exercise our speech, to speak, as the night of Pesach. Regarding which we are told, V'chalamar B'lasaper Hareza Meshubach. The more that you speak, the more that you tell, the more that you talk, the greater it is, the more praiseworthy one is. Hareza Meshubach. V'zeu sheromaz ha'arizal b'kavanosav ha'na'oroim. And this is alluded to in the awesome kavonis of the Ari HaKadosh, where he teaches that Pesach is in the two words, Pesach, the mouth that speaks. Pesach is the mouth that speaks. That's why Chazal say that from when does a child begin to the Gemara says, from when does a child know to say Abba, to say his father's name? From when he begins to eat grain, which the Mekubalim say, from the time that he's able to eat matzah, the child is able to speak. That's why we have the four children, the four sons, Kan HaBen Shoel, and the child begins to speak. And then you have the tragedy of the Ein Yodei Lishol, the one who doesn't know how to speak. It's all related to speaking or to the mouth, eating and speaking. So the whole thing of Pesach is eating and speaking. In Tachet Yitzchok, Rav Hutner Zechetzak Levrocha discusses this. The Chazal say that Asara Kabbish El Sicha Yardu La'ilim, there are 10 portions of speech that came to the world, Tisha Mehen Natlu Nashim, and women have taken 9. 9 out of 10 portions of speech have been taken by women. So, of course, that's the subject of late sonnets and kiddush clubs and so on, as the guys are talking in the middle of davening. The deeper meaning of Tisha Kabin Shel Sich is talking about when it says that 9 of them were taken by women, it means the Jewish people, who are Hashem's Kala. And Rav Hutner explains that the meaning of that is that the truth, the tenth is the rest of the world. The tenth is the rest of all of men. I mean, that's the Pshat and the Chazal. But the meaning of it on a deeper level, as Rav Hutner explains, is that according to Halacha, or Rav Hutner explains as follows, why is it that there's so much speech talked by women? Why is it? And again, I'm not talking Chas v'Shalom about Narishkeit. What's the meaning of that? The ribuy of diburim that women have. Because said, I'm going to say this, this has to be said in a delicate way. Because the Torah says, "Val ishech shukasech v'hu yimshalbach." That means that it is completely inappropriate for a woman to express her deeper desires. It's inappropriate. "Val ishech shukasech v'hu yimshalbach." That she's not allowed to be tovas v'peh. I'm not going to translate it, but you understand, if not, speak to Shalom Yoni afterwards. Right? he has the Lashon HaKodesh, Baruch Hashem. I don't mean that, Shalom Yoni. Anything bad, Chas v'Shalom. But in terms of I meant in terms of understanding the words. So so it's not Tovaz B'Peh, it's not allowed to be Tovaz B'Peh. So as a result of that, Rav Hutner says the Teva, the nature of a person, is when a person is not able to say something, what they want to say, I forgot what the word for this is. I think in psychology they have some sort of a term for this. But if you can't say what you want to, then you'll overcompensate, and you'll talk about things that it's not to them zach. You know, you can't say what you need to say, what you want to say, what you would like to say. You're not allowed to. And as a result of that, there comes out a reboy of diburim about other things that are not really what you want to say. It comes out in other ways. The more. It's a feel of red. So, Rav Hutner explains that the night of Pesach is when the Baruch Hu, we were freed from Galus. When the Jewish people are described as Hashem's Kala, it's when we left with our chasn into the desert. So what we really would like to say in this world is Hashem's name. We would really like to pronounce Hashem by the way that we will when Mashiach comes. Especially on the night of the Chasna, we would like to be most intimate, and we'd like to be most attached to Hashem. So if Hutner says we can't in this world till Mashiach comes, therefore on the night of the Chasna, there's a ribuy of diburim. The Kala talks a lot. The Jewish people talk a lot. Kala marvel is apar is a meshubach yakala. It's ena tavas v'peh. So there's a ribuy of diburim, and all of this has to do with the redemption of speech, that is the Malchus of Hashem is revealed. B'dvar Melech Shilton, the king rules with speech, and therefore when the kingdom was released from Golus, the night of Pesach is the night of Pesach, the mouth that speaks. Kol Amar V'Lasaper Reizem Meshubach. V'im Kein Yesh Lecha Lahavin V'Matkat, Chaydesh Hazeh Shul B'Melochi Miskala is Bo Asicha V'Asipur. Therefore this month that is the king of the months, that's the Rosh Hashanah from Melachim. This month, we therefore understand that Pesach is the month when conversation rules. Sicha. As the Sefer Yetzirah says, it's the month of speech, of talking, and telling stories. Because until Pesach, until the month of Nisan, the Shekhinah had to remain silent. In Galus, she was silent. And you know that if you were kept back from talking, if you weren't allowed to speak, and that's what Ravina was talking about, if you weren't allowed to speak, and now you're given the freedom to speak, so that the Dibur come out b'shefa, then the words come flowing out. So since Galus is the inability to speak, therefore, the month of Nisan, which is Geula, is the month of Pesach. There's an overflowing need to speak, and a desire to communicate. So the month of Nisan is the month of communication, of talking. And this compensates for the silence of the Rachel, of the lamb, lefnei gozezeh, before those who are humiliating and shearing her wool. Hine tivonu Hashem Yisbarach likach b'chodesh hazeh tefillei l'korban Pesach. And Hashem commanded us to take that animal that symbolizes the Shekhinah. That symbolizes the Shekhinah that was disgraced and humiliated and silent. But now the Shekhinah has been redeemed, and therefore we take the Tlei, that month of the constellation of Aries. That's how you pronounce it? Aries?
Aries.
In that month of Nisan. Hine tzivon Hashem v'likach b'chodesh hazeh tefillei l'korban Pesach l'Hashem. V'nilefi hadrosha tevas Pesach. Listen how profound this is. V'nilefi hadrosha tevas Pesach. Pesach hine nelemes hahe. In the word Pesach, when you say it, or when it's written, the hey is hidden. In other words, Pesach, which means, as the Arizal taught, it means peh, the mouth, sach, speaks. But it's written, you don't see the hey. You say Pesach, I mean, when you say Pesach. And it's written without the letter Hey. Below Nichtava. Hine Nelemes HaHei below Nichtava. Ki hu sod Hei Achrona Malchus Peh V'tarish Shabbat Peh Karina Lo. The letter Hey, which is the last letter of Hashem's name, Yudke Vovke. The letter Hey, according to the Zohar, the letter Hey is Malchus of Hashem. The letter Hey means that the letter Hey means that quality of godliness that connects to this world. The final letter of Hashem's name, see Amalek is blocking the Yud-Kei from the Vav-Kei. That last letter Hey is the Shekhinah's presence in this world. The concealment of the Hey, of the final Hey of Hashem's name, means the Malchus is incomplete. The final letter, which means Malchus, is hidden, is missing, because of the presence of Amalek in this world. And this letter, Hey, in the Zohar, is connected to speech. Because speech, as we understand, we just learned, speech means B'dvar Melech Shilton. Malchus means to communicate the king's will to the subject, to communicate to the other. That's Malchus. In other words, even on a simple level, when I'm thinking of telling you something, the fact that I have this thought really doesn't make that known to you until I finally let the word out of my mouth. So then you know what I'm thinking, then you know what I would like. So Kivyochel, the final letter of Hashem's name, before that final letter is revealed, as long as the final letter of Hashem's name is hidden, the king remains in that state of silence where his will is unknown and the Malchus is incomplete. This final letter, Hey, the Zohar says, actually in the Tikkuni Zohar, is connected to Torah Shebaal Peh, which I think we now understand, that Torah Shebaal Peh, the oral law, that means the conversations of Torah, speech, not the written, but the oral Torah is connected to the letter Hey, is Malchus Torah Shebaal Peh. Hashem's will has become known to the Jewish people not through the Torah Shebichsav, not through the written Torah. We don't know Hashem's will through the written Torah. Through the written Torah we have beautiful stories, which by the way we know are not understood from the written Torah, number one. And number two, we have very vague sorts of commandments which we know nothing about. We don't know what it means to keep Shabbos, and it says in the Torah to keep Shabbos. We don't know what it means to shecht, we don't know what it means to get married. We don't know any of those things, what they mean. So the only way that Hashem's Malchus has been revealed to us is through the speech of Torah Shebaal Peh, of the oral Torah. And the Chachamim, the sages of this world, are those that make that connection between the melech, the king, and this world. Therefore, Torah Shebaal Peh, what the oral law accomplishes is that the malchus of Hashem is felt every single moment of our lives. If we just live, God forbid, according to the written Torah, what would our lives be like? What connection would we have to Hashem if we live by the written Torah? When we see there are many, many groups that claim connection to the written Torah, Jewish and non-Jewish lahavdil, and that does not connect them every single moment of their lives to the master of the world. It's through the oral Torah, of course, through the sichos, through the conversations of the Chachamim with the Ruach HaKodesh, that Hashem's malchus has become part of our lives every single moment. You know, from the moment you get up Marsh Negelvazer till you say Hamapel, that every single moment is being governed by the Kibidvar Melech Shilta, with the malchus of Hashem, is through Torah Shebaal Peh, the Torah of the mouth, Torah Shebaal Peh.
Does that have anything to do with Behi Baram?
Oh, absolutely. Behi Baram is Behei Baram, right? Behi Baram is Behei Baram. That what? That the utterances of creation, Bidvar Hashem Nasu, Behi Baram is with the letter Hey. Behei Baram. Ki Bekar Hashem Tzur Olamim. Hashem created, Chazal say, the letter Yud, Hashem created Olam Haba, the spiritual reality, and with the letter He, Hashem created this reality. That's why He is a letter of creation. Why? Because that's the same thing. It means taking something that was godly, that was not within our realm, and making it part of our lives. That's what creation is. Therefore, when Yosef was providing food to the world, is in the, with the words He lachem zara He lachem. Behold, here it is. The letter Hey means here it is. Here it is. Right? That's the letter Hey. It's here. Because that's the letter of birth, as I've often spoken about here with the Chevra. Hey is the letter of birth. That's why almost all women's names have the letter Hey. Because what is Hey? Bidvar Melech Shilta. It means taking something that was in potential, that was not part of this world, the Neshama, and bringing that Neshama into reality. Right?
Is the zodiac in Jewish concept applicable to the singular also, or in other words,
means the individual person? No, absolutely.
Born that month.
100%. Not of course the distortions that fell into astrology, but if we learn the Sefer Yetzirah properly, and you connect that to the time of your obviously to the Jewish time of your birth, so then you'll have a very, very powerful picture of where you're coming from, and that's a purely Jewish concept. And again, all the other things that happened along the way, like many other things, were messed up, but Lemaisa, there's no question about it. The individual person relates very strongly to all of these kochos, to whatever's in the Sefer Yetzirah for your time of birth. And all of those kochos that are described are connected to the individual who's born during that time. There's no question about it. and the union of the ability of a woman to bear children, which is very strongly connected to the letter Hey. And as I've mentioned many times before, that's why Rachel, Imenu, took Bilhah, that has two hays, because Bilhah has two hays, because she didn't have, Leah has a hay. Rachel didn't have the hay. Therefore, Rachel, it was necessary for Rachel to take Bilhah with the two letters hay. And then that's why I've also mentioned that Alpi Kabbalah, that if a woman has difficulty conceiving, there is a skula to wear the letter hay, an iron necklace with the letter hay, or some people with a magnet, but an iron letter hay. That if you go to the Jewish jewelry businesses and you ask for, you need the letter Hey, they have them ready, they know what it's about, because it's a school to bear children. And it's Davka Barzel, Ayin, because Barzel is Bilha, Rachel, Zilpa, and Leah. Right? The Oisi is Barzel, are those letters. And the letter Hey is what brings together that Koach of Leda, of bearing children, of giving birth, of having children, of Bitvar Melech Shilton, here is the child. Hey. And that's why, when there's something that appears in your life, and you weren't expecting it, you also say, Hey. Right, and it's interesting. No, I was thinking about that. Oh, and there's something that you like in Rabbi Nachman's one of Rabbi Nachman's stories, when he speaks about the moon. The moon thought that it was going to rule throughout the night. In the story of the exchange children, the moon was going to rule throughout the night, and the moon was very confident, and darkness was going to continue forever. But then the main character, the hero of the story, hears laughter in the forest. And it's, the laughter is hey, 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 and specifically, hey, the letter hey, of the sun laughing because the moon thinks he's going to go on through forever. And the sun is laughing because the sunlight is coming into the world. And it's laughing in that way of hey, hey, hey. That's a universal, from what I understand, that's universal laughter. That throughout the world, people laugh with the letter hey. Because the letter hey means It was something that I didn't expect to be here. It's here. It's here. Right? Ha ha. And that's the letter Hey. The Hey Lachanzara and the letter Hey, but the Vamelech Shilton, that which was uncommunicated, was not being communicated, is now here. That's the letter Hey.
It's a fundamental letter, because when you breathe, the sound that comes out is.
Therefore, it has its presence in all, in a hidden way, it's found in all letters. As the Zohar says, it's hidden in all the letters, the letter Hey. And on the most basic level, that's how we breathe. Life comes into our lives with the letter Hey. It's riding on the letter Hey. That's how we live. So the Rebbe says, on the top of the second column there, V'tarish v'alpeh karinu lo shiyotzum anagolos, alkei nimsera os Hey, b'kan v'alpeh v'lo b'ksav. Therefore, in the word Pesach, the Hey is not written. Pesach. The Hey is only pronounced. It's not written. It's written Pesamachet. Remember that Riach Kodesh tells us that Pesach is really hidden, Peh, the mouth, Sach speaks. But it's not written that way. It's written Pesach. There's no Hey. There's no Hey. The Hey is Baal Peh. Because during the month of Nisan, it's the Koach of Sich, of speech. Therefore, the Hey of speech is heard only when we say it, not when we read it. Miksav, we don't see Pesach. We see Pesach. It's only when it's spoken, we say Pesach. That's the deeper meaning that Hashem made the letter Hey king over the month of Nisan. Malchus Hashem Achronus Shebeshem. Malchus Hey Achronus Shebeshem is the Malchus of the final Hey in Hashem's name. V'ine kafiha mikra b'torah shebechsav Pesach perusho dilug ukfitza. Now wait to hear what he says now. We know that the word Pesach means to jump over, to leap over, right? It means to jump, to leap. Admosai atem poschim al shtasiipim. Poschim means to walk, to leap over, to skip over. V'achaltem also b'chipozon, Pesachu l'Hashem, l'rameis, shahoy HaKadosh Baruch Hu medalig al haharim u'mekapetz al hagvos. There are many chazals, as you know, many chazals that tell us that the reason that the Yontiv is called, by Klal Yisrael is called Pesach, and the Korban Pesach is called Pesach Ul Hashem, it's because b'chipozon, that Hashem hurried to redeem us. The meaning of that was, as it's understood, using the Pesach in Shir Hashem that he's referring to here, that Hashem is medaleg al haharim u'mekapetz al hagvaos, that Hashem was skipping over mountains and leaping over hills, and leaping over hills to redeem the Jewish people. And this skipping over and jumping over, this Pesach, this dilug of medaleg al haharim, as you know, means that the Jewish people were not prepared, were not yet, the years had not passed, and we weren't prepared to leave Mitzrayim. We were on the 49 levels of Tumah. Therefore, in order to remove us from Mitzrayim, Hashem had to bypass, had to leap over mountains and skip over hills, meaning the hills and the mountains that were obstructing the Jewish people from redemption, that were taking us down, God forbid, into the 49 levels of impurity. Ligol sashchin uvaneh alkein, olchen also b'chipazon. Therefore, we eat, dafka the Korban Pesach was eaten b'chipazon, in a hurried way, because we had to hurry to leave Mitzrayim, because as you know, if we would have stayed even one more moment in Egypt, we would never have been able to leave. B'shem ha-karban hu Pesach dilu kivyochel ha'ikah b'regel yamin. And the main organ, the main part of the body that is responsible for the ability to skip over and leap is the right leg. Is the right leg? I mean, most people, the right is the strength generally, even though there are some lefties. But the right, of course, Yemin Hashem Romeimo, Yemin Hashem Osachayil, that the right means strength, the right side, and of course it's connected to love and to kindness and to redemption, and the right leg is that which is generally used for jumping. That when one takes a jump, it's with the jumping is with the right foot, starting with the right foot. Haromeis leNetzach, this is connected to the Kabbalistic, to the sphere of Netzach, which is the right leg. Hod is the left leg. Netzach is the right leg. And Netzach is the gematria exactly Pesach, that's an amazing thing. Netzach is the gematria of Pesach. It equals the word Pesach. Vim Kain, therefore. b'tlei ha-pesach nimozen b'tlei ha-pesach with the korban pesach nimozen shnei ha-inyonim b'mikra or b'mesaris kfi ha-mikra pesach perusho dilug nirmoz regal yamin. In other words, when we say the word ba'al peh pesach, it is hinting to the ability to speak, which is the month of Nisan, which is conversation. Pesach, the mouth that speaks. But that's something we can only hear with our ears. It's only ba'al peh. Written, what do we see? Pesach, pesamaches, which is connected to the right leg, which is for jumping. Pesach means skipping and jumping. And that's now a deeper meaning of the quality that it says in the month, that is shining during the month of Nisan, which it says in Sefer Yetzirah, that it's regel yamin shebenefesh, the right leg of the soul. That means the ability to jump over, to skip over, to hurry, to rush. That is the right leg. He says, understand this. Baruch ha-marfli plos. He praises the one of who brings about wonders. Hayotzer kol hu elokeinu. This is like an outburst of the Meisos's love for Hashem he couldn't control. Hamagid mereshis achris. That Hashem knew from the beginning of creation. Himlich os hei achronish b'shem. Hashem made the letter, the final letter of his name, the last hey, king over the month of Nisan, Romez l'malchus peh, which is hinting to the kingdom of the mouth, of the king, of communicating his will. Ashihi aim habonim, which is the mother of the children, that's the Shechina, also in a feminine way, in a talkative feminine way. Aim habonim. The mother is the one who usually speaks more and soothes the children. The aim habonim, the Shechina, that has the quality of speech. V'hibchina shchina, ha-shochenes imanu gam b'galus, saying that dwells with us, even in these years of galus. The Pesach that we have in every generation, in every year, that we have the yontiv of Pesach in the month of Nisan, during the time of the Lamb, of the Korban Pesach, and we have the Pesach, and the Pesach of the regal Yamin, all of this exists with us, of course, in a state of concealment. But its presence is known to us spiritually during the month of Nisan. This is unfortunate that during Golus, however, the mouth is closed. Silent like the lamb. And Hashem, at the beginning of creation, Hashem made the constellation of Aries, of the lamb. Nisan b'shana. And in time, it's the month of Nisan. Regel yamin benefesh, the right foot of the right leg of the soul. Zohar in the keva, male and female, which has to do with what we were talking about before. The Shechina is described, he doesn't go into this, but the Shechina, of course, is the feminine quality of godliness, and the male quality is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When Mashiach will come, V'haya Hashem l'melech al kol ha'aretz v'yom ahu Hashem echad, u'shmo echad, on that day, then there will be a reunification in the fullest sense of Kutsher Brichu Shchinte, of the male quality of godliness and of the feminine quality of godliness, Kutsher Brichu Shchinte, which is Zohar and Akeva, male and female.
Yud Kei and Vav Kei identify one feminine, one masculine?
Yeah, absolutely. And the whole Chasna is about that. Everything that happens at the wedding, with the Kedushin, from the beginning, from Magid Meresis Achus and the Tanoim, through the whole Chasna, it's all connected with Yud Kei Vav Kei, with those two parts, with the unification of Kutsher Brichu, Yud Kei, and the Shechina, which is Vav Kei. Shechina is Vav Kei. Yesod and Malchus is Vav Kei. Yud Kei Vav Kei. Everything. Everything related to Zohar and Nekev, to male and female.
Yud Kei is Zohar.
Yud Kei is Zohar, and Vav Kei is Nekev. And everything that happens in the relationship between Zohar and Nekev is connected to those letters. Ish v'isha zochu shchina b'neihem. The Yud-Kei is b'neihem, right? They share the letter Yud-Kei. If they're zocha, then they're empowered with the presence of the Yud-Kei. And it has to do with the Vav-Kei. Also, there's a lot, it's a very beginning. The whole meaning of the zocha and the kei is connected to this. U'bezet tovin. The last paragraph on the page. U'bezet tovin. Now it can be understood. Ma'asha'omu chazal say, Echad b'nisin rosh hashanah m'lochim l'regolim. That the beginning of Nisan, the first day of Rosh Chodesh Nisan, is Rosh Hashanah for kings and for regalim. for the three regalim, which of course you hear in the word regalim, raglayim, legs, regalim. V'hikshu b'gemara, regalim echad b'nisan, tesvav b'nisan ho. What do you mean? Chodesh Nisan is the beginning of the regalim. The beginning of the three holidays is from the 15th of Nisan, not from Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Pesach is on the 15th, not Rosh Chodesh. V'tirtzu regal shabai Rosh Hashanah l'regalim. The Gemara answers that it means the regal in the month of Nisan is the Rosh Hashanah l'regalim. That's what it means, Rosh Hashanah l'regalim. It doesn't mean Rosh Chodesh. So to speak, it means the regal in the month of Nisan is the Rosh Hashanah l'regalim for regalim. But the Bnei Sosir and the Mekubalim have no problem explaining this in the Rosh Chodesh. And this is something that's that very much is not gay to but there's a Havamina Yachim Rosh Chodesh. And if there's a Havamina, it's very good that you're bringing that, because if there's a Havamina Yachim Rosh Chodesh, it means that the Kolach is already there on Rosh Chodesh. And that's what the Rebbe is going to say. That we believe, that we're taught from Chazal, that anything that happens during that month, the Kolach is there on Rosh Chodesh. Yachim Rosh Chodesh, it's exerts a custom that admits that the chiyuv is tamalim by yoyim. Why? Because man sheyesh pesach matzamar menachem lefanav. But the emes, in terms of the energy is already available. Yochem reshchaydish. Okay, we could really say the haggadah of reshchaydish, but tamalim or what? That it says in the post. Bavruzeh loyomru elam is man she pesach matzamar menachem lefanav. Right? But it's exerts a custom. But really, the korach of Yitzhias Mitzrayim, the energy of Yitzhias Mitzrayim is ready for Rosh Chodesh, because whatever happens during the month is already there Rosh Chodesh. It's already there Rosh Chodesh. It has to be revealed during the month. So that's what the Rebbe explains. What's the Gemara really answering? Really, it's 15th is the Rosh Hashanah L'regalim. It's not Rosh Chodesh. Why does the Mishnah relate this? Why the Chazal relate this to Rosh Chodesh Nisan? It's really the 15th. So now we understand. He says, listen, he says, understand according to what we learned before. Hey, we know that the month of Nisan is king over the letter Hey. That means the entire month. That means beginning from Rosh Chodesh, all of that energy and power of what? Of Pesach, of the mouth that speaks, of the Sipur, of the story of Yitzhias Mitzrayim, of the Korban Pesach, it's already all there. And therefore the constellation is there from Rosh Chodesh, the constellation is shining. Meaning what? The right, the constellation of Aries and the right leg, which is for jumping, for leaping, for Pesach. That Hashem skipped over our homes. This is the beginning of the month. That's already at the very, very beginning. That's at the very beginning. It's from the beginning of the month all that is there. If you look at the note, Gimel, with the asterisk on the right, on the bottom of the page, the right side of the page, he brings from the Sefer Brisku and Asylum, a very important Kabbalah Sefer. Mizel Shaina Bechol Rosh Chodesh Nichlulu Kol Nichlolu Kol Ayom Gansidam Biyam Echad LeChodesh. On Rosh Chodesh, the first day of the month, all that's going to happen during the 30 days of that month is already there. Sheechad Harishnu Shairish LeKol Shalachrov. That the first day of the month is the Shairish, the root of all that's going to happen during the rest of the month. Vusod Rosh Chodesh. That's the mystery of Rosh Chodesh, which are the letters. Asvan Sharish Echad, the root of one. The root is all found in one. Rosh Chodesh has the letters Sharish Echad. One root. Ayin Tzadas Tov, Reb Chaim Vital. Okay, back inside. So Vihina, he says, Rosh Hashanah L'Regalim Hu L'Inyan Bal Ta'acher. We know that the din of Rosh, we know that, what does it mean, this din of Rosh Hashanah L'Regalim? So you remember from the Gemara that Rosh Hashanah, what does it mean that there's a new year for the three Regalim? Right. So that din of Rosh Hashanah L'Regalim is Halach L'Mais in terms of the din of Bal Ta'acher, right? That if you made a vow, according to one mandam, if you made a vow, by which time do you have to, must you keep that vow? And if you haven't, that you'd be over on the Isra of the Torah of Bal Ta'acher, of being late with the fulfillment of the vow. And that's the whole sugi there in Rosh Hashanah. Shelo yisatzel adam rak yimaher asos nidra. What does Bal Ta'acher say? Don't be late. Bal Ta'acher says, hurry. Bal Ta'acher says, hurry. And that's exactly what the world is being told in Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Hurry. Pesach. Pesach means jumping, skipping, leaping, right? Kasher olibrit son lindor liyotzeh bereishis. When you have in mind to bring a gift for the Beis HaMikdash for Hashem, to the base of Mikdash, v'hinim nisavirim v'tayir v'alach to bedrochu, ma'hu rachim v'chulu v'chenu b'chol en yonav v'hini, yevtiach ha'kach baruch l'avram, v'shigil ha'zbonavacha, arba me'ah shon al galus, v'Hashem promised Avram Avinu, that he'd redeem his children after 400 years in Golus. V'hini adayin l'higi hazman, the time didn't yet come. V'hoya Hashem hazbarach, m'maher medalig l'har mekapis l'akbos, and Hashem was rushing, was hurrying to fulfill his vow. Rosh Hashanah l'regalim. What's the meaning of Rosh Hashanah l'regalim? For the din of fulfilling your vow. Baltacha. Therefore, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Hashem is rushing to fulfill the vow to redeem his children that he promised Avraham Avinu, that he did before the time. That Hashem skipped over, that even though we were on 49 levels of Tumi, he took us out. Therefore, it's at the beginning of the month, the constellations of Aries. The Karban Pesach, and Nikra Kenel Shem Apsicha V'Adil, is called Karban Pesach because of this skipping, this jumping and rushing. The regular Yemin B'Nefesh, the right leg of the soul, Ashal Yidei Ha'Eva Hazen, Nasa Adilig B'Kolach Nefesh. It's through this that we have the spiritual ability to skip over. To skip over. How do we begin the Seder? Kadesh Urchatz, Karpas Yachatz. Kadesh Urchatz. So all the Svarim say, Kadesh means what? You make Kiddush, then you wash your hands for Karpas, right? So Kadesh, and then Urchatz, all the Svarim say, my high, what kind of an order is that? Normally, what comes first? First, you have to wash yourself off. Urchatz, you wash it, Sur Meirah, and then Kadesh, you make yourself holy. But Pesach night is a different Seder. That's why it's called the night of the Seder. Because the night of the Seder is the night of the end of time. It's that order of the end, which is what? Kadesh comes first, and then Urchatz. That Hashem sanctifies us. He rushes to Kadesh. And then afterwards, we wash ourselves off, so to speak. We cleanse ourselves. First comes Kadesh, and then comes Urchatz. In Cain, Al Shem Hagula B'Dilig Shakash Baruch Hu Mir Lasses Haftachos Tzot Tzar Redi Yimin B'Pchinus Reish Chedish Nisan Zman Hagula Arishayna In Iksiva Alach Tebedrochov. Therefore we go and ask, this is the very beginning of time that Hashem made the constellation of the Tlay of the Lamb and that Koach of speech and the meaning of the regular Yimin, the right leg of jumping. Therefore we follow in Hashem's footsteps, we go in the way Hashem's ways. Halach Tebedrochov Nuchiyav Gam Ken Hodel L'mahir Asos Haftachos. Therefore we have to rush to keep our promise. Mashiftiach B'Nidra L'Hashem Esbaruch. That we've promised HaKadosh Baruch Hu, meaning that because this month is a month that from the beginning of creation is the time of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Dilug and Psicha of rushing, therefore the month of Nisan became the time of Rosh Hashanah L'Regalim, and we have to rush to fulfill the vows, not to delay keeping our vows. Hine Yascholos HaLimad HaZehu Be'achad B'Nisan, the beginning of Nisan. V'zehu Regel Shabbo Rosh Hashanah L'Regalim, V'atzalami Yetziras HaRegel Shabbo HaNitztayeh B'Bchinas Nisan, Al Shem HaDilug V'HaMihur, that we shouldn't, God forbid, be careless when it comes to Baal Ta'acha. So that's the ending of the month of Nisan, the beginning of the introduction of the month of Nisan. And next Monday night we'll finish off this piece on the end of Rosh Chodesh. I mean, this piece is finished. Then he begins a few other pieces, but they're separate.